This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz and it's great to share a few moments with you today. I wonder how many people have the problem of feeling inferior. I'm really interested to read somewhere that 95% of us would like to change our appearance. Perhaps it's something wrong. We're not happy with the way we look. My nose is too big or my ears are too large, I'm too short, I'm too tall, something like that. It's an amazing thing that many people feel inferior. So the more I think about it, the more that inferiority is actually a universal problem. So people say, I don't like myself, no one likes me. And sometimes we can program ourselves in a certain way and these words actually speak to us and we end up believing them. So what is it? Inferiority complex. You've probably heard that before. It's about feeling inferior to other people for whatever reason, and you think that other people are better than you. And I think, and the psychologists certainly say, that this causes all sorts of problems and issues. It can cause friendships to deteriorate, and then also a reluctance to try anything new. I'm not going to try it because I could fail, or I could actually end up being rejected, or somebody gets to know me, then they really won't like me, they won't be my friend. And so the truth is that other people's opinions of you actually does not have to become your reality, and I want to talk about this today. Experiences, we all have them in life, good, some are good, some are positive, some are negative, and some are not so good. And if our experience of life is generally positive, we usually feel pretty good about ourselves, but of course, that's not everyone's experience. You know, you might feel that you're not as good as other people, that you are actually a failure or a loser. And certainly it shows that this can actually have a devastating effect on the way we view life. So I'd like to call it a troublesome emotion, the feelings of inferiority. And I remember the sixth grade teacher asking her class, what is here in the world today, she said, that was not here 15 years ago? And she expected the class to tell her some of the new inventions and discoveries. But one little boy very excitedly held up his hand. All right, Johnny, she said, what is here that wasn't here 15 years ago? And he said, me. Well, he certainly didn't have any problems there. So often we put ourselves down. We don't have a good view and we don't feel good about ourselves. And that does colour everything about us, and most of the things we struggle about and we feel we can't do anything or we're not capable of it. So we're talking here about self-image, the judgment of yourself. The Christian faith, I think, has something really good to say, and there's lots in the Bible, and I really like this verse from Romans 12:3, where Paul, in writing to the Christians at Rome, says, try to have a balanced estimate of your capabilities by the light of the faith that God's given you all. Some versions talk about have a sober estimate of your own abilities, but try to have a balanced estimate of your capabilities. Well, Jeremiah from the Old Testament, he didn't feel that way, actually. We read here from Jeremiah chapter 1, where God actually had a special mission for this man, for the prophet, and he wanted him for a big task, but Jeremiah, he said, Lord, I really don't know how to speak. I'm only a boy. And God sort of rebuked him. He said, don't say I'm only a boy, for you shall go to all to whom I send. You shall speak whatever I command you. Don't be afraid of them. I've put my words in your mouth and appoint you over nations and kingdoms. You can see that in Jeremiah 1, verse 4 to 10. It's God's strength. It's about God actually doing the work in us. And I want to say here quite clearly that God is the source of our help and strength. Hebrews 13:5, wonderful promise. Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So what we're saying is that you don't have to be crippled by the fear of inferiority. Trust in God to help you through today. You are a unique person. God has made you, and you are a one of a kind. So thank God for that. Lord, we do sometimes feel inferior. Help us, Lord, to stand up and to see what it is you're saying to us, that we are valuable. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.